It is Thursday, March 14th, year of our Lord 2024. It's the Fakeologist Show, and it's Thursday, and that means the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come.
And we're not trolling you non-religious people. We're just playing this because Frank says it inspires him every day, no matter how many times he says it. And we're trying to set him straight and put him in a good mood for today's show. And every guest, I try and give them the opportunity to have their own theme music to put them in a good frame of mind. So, Frank, is it working?
You are kindness incarnate, Tim.
So I think it is working. And we're back. This is the last show of the week. And we're taking next week off. Just a show note for yourself. To try and catch up on our taxes. It's tax season. Yeah, I do submit to that.
Oh, ditto. And so, yeah. I fully understand that. I lost summer this year because of that. Really?
Yeah, well, I'm sure. So our tax season ends April 30th, I think. And so we got to get it done now. Give the guy 6 weeks to make sure he does a good job. And yeah, I think we'll take a week off and see if anyone misses us. Let's put it that way. So we don't get any feedback, then we'll know our answer. But yeah, so you've got an agenda today. I got some voicemails. There's a million things to talk about as always. We'll take your phone calls. The phone number is on the screen, including Skype. I'm actually going to turn Skype on now because I know we have one or two people to call on the Skype. So give us a call if you want to talk to Frank. Frank's got many emails. And this week's kick was getting PGP set up on my email. So I want to ask Frank if he's willing to
I haven't done it yet, no.
All right. Well, I'm just learning.
I've had a very salty week this week.
All right. I'm just learning how to do it now as well. A lot of people think it's old technology. It's not necessary. But you know what? Once you get it working, I think it is easy, and I think it is a good idea to encrypt your email just because even if they are sniffing, they cannot decrypt email, I don't think, at the rate that we encrypt it. So even though there's probably not a whole lot in your email to hide, I just think it's better that nobody can read it. I don't
100%. Yeah. Lex Vanman says he'll miss us, though.
All right, he's in the chat already. Lex Vanman 1. I don't even know who that is, but okay. Thank you, Lex Van Man. I really appreciate that. Oh, I'm missing you already, as Frank likes to say. And Frank, let me remind Frank is an avid audio chatter. And boy, the audio chats have been on fire thanks to a couple guys like Toby and 01.
Yeah, shout out to those guys. Toby and 01 really have, I think their audios have been very entertaining.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they've been very entertaining. They've done a good job. And we've got probably 20 to 30 hours of audio chatting. So a couple of people have expressed the opinion that the audio chat's more interesting than the fake show. This is the main show, of course. We do about an hour.
I just heard that
expressed. Oh, that's fine. We have all bases covered then.
Yeah.
So if you don't like this, go to the audio chat. And it's not even me talking most of the time. And I even missed a couple, and they said, where am I? But, you know, if you're doing a good job chatting without me, then I don't need to join anyway. So can't have too many voices. So Fakeologist audio chat, that's all part of the value for value. If you like the show and you want to keep me here maintaining all the audios and posting them, then make sure you go over there to fakeologist.com/donate. And, so... What do you got for us?
Well, before we do that, why don't you play the voicemail? The phone messages you've got.
Okay, I got one fresh one. Let's see if I can bring it up. I get a lot of emails. Mostly my emails fill up my email box. And I tell everyone, I'm at fakeologist.com. That's where I go first. That's the first order of business. So if you want to send me a message, including the fact that if the streamer is not working or... the streamer bot is not working on the audio chat, send me an email. More likely to see that first because I really try and tend my huge email box. And let's see what we got.
Huge email box.
just tons of stuff here. And I get a lot of technical questions as well, but people that can't figure something out on the website. But here's one. Let's play it. There we go.
Hey, I was just wondering if you guys ever covered the Dr. Creep.
Is that coming through?
Music guy. He's like a rapper.
Vaguely. You might have to boost up the volume a little bit.
The pandemic or whatever, and a bunch of people debunked it and said, okay, well...
Let me figure this out here. Some reason, maybe it's not coming through on a good audio. Maybe we'll put it on the mixer one here. If there is such a thing, system. I don't even have the option to put it through on a louder one. I don't know why it's not louder than that, because it... Okay. It's coming through on the same thing as yours. Output. Maximum. Maximum wave buffer size. That won't make a difference, will it? Let me try.
You know, all of his other rap. One of his other videos from over 10 years ago included chemtrails. And they also talk about the...
That's too low, isn't it? Wow, why is that so low? Let me play it another way. Let's see here. Well, let me play another one. Maybe it's just that one that's low. There's that one. And, there's this one from 212. Let's see if I can play this one. This might be too old.
Oh. Hey there. I love Lynn, and I'm also fascinated by your show. I listen to it every day. I'm also wondering if you can find out where Jan Erik is, because he's super smart. All right, have a good day. Bye-bye.
Have we heard that before?
No.
Okay. Well, thank you. That's from Anonymous. Nice female voice. Jan Erik is around the audio chat. He's there once in a while. That's about all I can tell you.
He's been back a bit more often lately, though, hasn't he? It's been good.
Yeah. Here is one from Robert. Tim, I've been downloading your show for listening on the go and think it's a great show. Lately, I cannot hear the show as the volume will not go high enough. Oops. I think I get the point of the show and now questioning everything and not just 9/11. Thank you for all. There is a place in heaven for you. And when it is your time. When it is your time. Oh, I wish. Is that a threat? I wish you would have put Catch 22 on more also. Love her voice. Okay, I'll tell her. My favorites were Lynn and Fake Nukes Phil. Least favorite. Well, I won't mention that.
Mention it.
Least favorite, Salt Guy. Who the hell? What's he talking about? Just too slow of a show that tends to go nowhere, but I still listen because he is a smart guy. Peace to all. Okay. So that person saved that message at the end. Okay. That's
I'm his least favorite, but he still listens. So, you know, that's okay.
Yeah. A hate listen is a listen. I got an all shots clot. Show message, but I'm going to move that to all shots clot, so I'll bring that up in a couple weeks. And I was talking to the lovely Vidair Lissette. Remember her? She's an OG fakeologist.
100%.
And she's originally from Alberta, Canada, allegedly. No, she said so. And she went back to Alberta in the last year or so. And she is blown away by all the personal vaccine injury stories and death.
Oh, really?
So I said, well, you should call in. Because I still do think that the vaccine injury and death is localized and targeted. I don't think all COVID shots are created equally whatsoever. And I do. She said she's from a rural area of Alberta. Yeah. Which is anywhere outside the two major cities.
Yeah,
I guess it's the same everywhere. And we know that the Agenda 21 does not want people living outside the cities.
Yeah.
And if you want to get rid of them, well, there's direct ways and indirect ways. And I really think they target the vaccine for certain areas.
Wow.
And, Yeah. So that, I said, call in on All Shots Clot. That's terrible. And I do believe her. And it does make sense to me. It does fit my paradigm, my model. But doesn't make it any better, though. It's pretty terrible. So, And she said people came up to her. She wasn't looking for these stories. So they were telling her unsolicited, like.
Wow. So is she known by her friends as being inclined to be
believe. Territorial? Yeah, well, yeah, to be inclined to believe in things that are outside the box. So I'm guessing that's why maybe they feel comfortable talking to her, because
she's not more accepting of non-doctrine.
Yeah, so I think there's a there. I really do. I just think there are large numbers of people that have found or see no evidence of any kind of damage. And I'm not discounting or ignoring these people, but there are many that do say something's happening. Here's another voicemail.
Hello, Mr. Fakeologist, and I'm Dave, and we spoke a number of months ago, and I'm a conspiracy researcher for many years, and I'm into the no virus and all kinds of stuff, money system, and you're the one who got me to look at no nukes. Mm-hmm. And I never heard of it before, and now I believe there are no nukes. Anyway, I'm also a marketer. I have some marketing background. And I have some questions for you about, like, the Gaza thing. Like, there seems to be a lot of fake wars, maybe, but I don't have enough data to know for sure. Anyway, there's various things we could talk about, and I think that's all for now.
Thank you, Dave. I've heard Dave before. I remember him. So thank you so much, Dave. Very good.
Yeah.
And they just call the main line. If I don't answer the phone after the show, there is an option also for just pressing a certain button, I think number 3, and you'll get the voicemail box. So leave me a voicemail. That's cool. So thanks a lot, everybody, for calling in.
And is there anyone on the line now, or can I launch in?
No, launch in. No one's calling.
So I have an agenda, and my agenda is about, again, it's more praise to you, Tim.
Thanks.
It's Frank. About the peacefulness I've found from
this
platform, the stuff that comes through here. You know, from a person who was quite upset how the world was going, and I didn't take it very well.
Okay. You're feeling better now?
Yeah. So what I think is has been of interest and stimulated by the conversations that are occurring this week, Lynn, Phil, Zero Ones, and the various other Toby, etc., and the various other ideas, was that it reminded me to talk to people about what I call the model, which I guess I think these are the things that have sort of kept me sane, is the idea that we all generate models, but it's sensible not to attach them. In the end, they are just models. So we've got a whole lot of, you know, we can generate a whole lot of hostility and arguments about various things. But they really, in the end, I think we are all obliged to accept the fact that we are making models, that we are trying to make sense of the world, and we're looking for effectiveness. None of us have a what do you call it? A hold on the truth?
Or, no, we're all seeking it. Yeah, we're all seeking it.
And as I said, the thing about making models and understanding you make models is that everyone is making them, they're not aware of them, in my view. And to me, I just thought that was a pretty basic idea that some people just disagree. Some people say, no, I don't make models, I just live my life. Well, whatever. But when you are explicit to yourself about what you're doing and the way you're approaching your life, I think then you get the chance to detach. And you also get the chance to avoid believing things, because there's a lot of talk about you should believe in something or you don't believe in something. One of the problems I think we have is that the original meaning of the word belief has been changed. The original meaning of the word belief means to behave as if something is true. Whereas now people are saying, you know, the assumption now is if you believe something, it's irrational. Do you follow me at all?
Well, are you talking about inversion, where they're inverting the truth, well, perhaps?
Well, not just, but just in general, the idea to, you know, to believe something, if you're told, if you said, what do you believe? It's almost implied that whatever you're going to say is irrational. It's based on no real evidence. But what it really means is to behave as if something you've heard is true. In other words, for example, the easiest example is prayer.
Yeah.
I pray simply because my experience has been that when I pray, I get a good result. Okay. And the reason I got to that point, we can talk about from other points. So if I pray and I get a good result, that's not irrational. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It's logical.
And so we're talking about people having beliefs and then getting attached to them. My view is that you can, believe in something, you're doing it because you've tested it and it's working for you. Common sense says to abandon it. Now, I guess my view is that if you are explicit about what it is you're doing, about the models you're working with, then you can listen with an open mind to a website like this.
Yeah.
Where people are coming along with some pretty extraordinary ideas.
Yes.
And you get a great result. As I said, in my case, I just find that, well, I'm able, you allow me to talk about praying. How many websites would allow that? You have other people talking about their views about how the world works.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think the point is accept that there's going to be different ideas. I mean, the idea that war is totally fake and no one dies, that's a pretty hard concept to swallow.
That's a rough one.
Like, even for me, it's hard for me to swallow that no one dies in a war. However, my personal experience is that all of my uncles, my grandfathers, my great uncles, they all returned from the war.
Right.
So I have no personal experience of anyone dying at war. So I can't disprove, for example, that theory.
Right.
So on that basis, I'm open to it as a possibility. It is wild though, isn't it?
Yes, it's a tough one.
And the point I'm making here is simply that it's through these discussions and being prepared to accept that these are models, accept that we can talk about them, and, you know, also at the same time be alert to some obvious scams.
Yeah.
Like viruses, like nuclear weapons, etc.
Yeah.
Has been an incredibly powerful personal experience for me. And I guess that's the agenda, I guess, that I'd like to throw open to people that want to call in.
Mm-hmm.
Do they share that that view of the Fakeology site, that it is, you know, in the main, an open forum for some of the wildest ideas?
And we also have fakeologistforums.com for wild ideas, for sure. Yeah.
And we've had some beauties. I mean, I thought Lynn this week saying how, talking about baby boomers and how hopeless they are, I have to agree with her.
Yes, you are a boomer as well.
I'm a boomer.
I'm not, by the way.
The boomers have really, you know, their acceptance of the health models has been so total. It's an embarrassment.
The North Texas man who's being remembered.
Here's another throwback to the baby boomer past. Check this story out, Frank, while we're waiting for calls.
Here, and in fact, around the
Let
world.
Let me know if the sound is coming through.
Perfectly.
May not be coming through because something about Yandex.
I can hear it perfectly, Tim.
Okay. I'm gonna play it on my phone in the background. Just to see what Yandex is actually doing. I know you can hear it, but I want to make sure the audience can. So listen to this.
His name is Paul Alexander. He lived in an iron lung for more than 70 years. He contracted polio so many decades ago. Known by many on social media as Polio Paul, he died on Monday in a Dallas hospital at the age of 78. Amelia McGavro today speaking exclusively with Alexander's brother, who shares Paul's secret to his happy life.
To the world, Paul Alexander was known as the man in the iron lung. But to younger brother Philip, Paul was his role model.
He wanted to change the world. He wanted to help people out. And he wasn't going to leave until he in his mind, he did something grand.
Paul was diagnosed with polio in 1952 in Dallas at just 6 years old. The disease paralyzed Paul from the neck down. He couldn't breathe on his own, so doctors put Paul in an iron lung, a mechanical respirator that controls the air pressure around his body.
I mean, he was a positive person with or without the handicap. He liked everything else that we all have. He just had to do it a little bit differently with a little bit of help.
Paul's life was all about adapting, learning to write and paint with just his mouth and a stick. He graduated from SMU in Dallas, earned a law degree from the University of Texas, was an advocate for polio research, and even wrote a book. In March, the Guinness World Records declared him the longest iron lung patient in history.
If you don't have really strong, positive parents, he would have never made it. If he didn't have family and close relations all those years, he wouldn't have made it.
Being positive in your way of life.
Paul even taking to social media, sharing his messages of hope and healing and joy across the world.
Even at the end, I don't think he really realized what kind of effect he had.
What do you feel like was Paul's biggest message for you and for everybody who followed him?
He wants everybody to remember that, you know, you can get through any struggle, and it's all how you treat each other, and that was his cause.
In Dallas, Emily McGovro, CBS News, Texas.
And if there you go. Now,
the only thing that's not believable about that story, Ab, is that he didn't write a major thesis on how the universe works.
Well, yeah, exactly. You're referencing Stephen Hawking. I thought this was the same guy here. He just said he was the brother, but I thought
they do look the same, don't they?
Well, yeah, at least they could have said they're identical twins, and I could have sort of believed the story. But since it looks like the same guy, I just have a feeling this is him sticking out of the Coca-Cola can here. And
it's very, very, you know, when you look at their flesh, right? Mm-hmm. It's hard to imagine that you could look the same age as someone who's been walking around while you've been in the tin can.
Exactly. That's an excellent point. And I went on the guy's TikTok, and the guy in the tin can looks a lot worse on the TikTok. And it looks like it's only been on TikTok for this year. But wow. Giving me a French question here on the TikTok. But
so how has that story inspired you, Tim?
Well, it's inspired me to the sense that I wonder if iron lungs were even a real thing back in the 50s, or that was just a theater prop to scare the hell out of people. Now, I know people did get disabled, because I remember in the 70s meeting somebody who was supposedly a polio victim who had a very bad limp. So there was some kind of nerve damage that.
Yeah, and I also know a fellow quite well that I meet at the dog park who, he's probably well into his 80s now. He was a journalist, and he always suffered from he said it was from polio, but he's quite badly deformed by it. Yeah.
So I'm just questioning the whole idea. Well, first, I think the story is totally fake, and I don't think if you did have that kind of issue, if it was a true story, that you could survive that long. And like you said, look like the guy who's been walking around the whole time.
Yeah.
But as you can see on the TikTok here, obviously this has been highly promoted today. The first episode has got 65 million views.
Wow.
I'm wondering how he drinks out of that straw upside down. Isn't that waterboarding?
An opportunity back in 1952.
See, this one, he looks a lot worse in this picture here. But I just wanted to put this under the fakeologist lens for those that haven't heard the story here. And what is the point of the story? Well, I think it's to promote the idea that polio was a deadly virus that really screwed a lot of people up.
And not poisoning.
And not poisoning, right? We've got the symbolism here. She's wearing 88, which is a lucky number for at least the Chinese. But I don't know. I'm just curious now. If the iron lung machine, I think it was a prop even back then, but did it do anything back then? So here's the iron lung machine. Here's the GoFundMe, the obligatory GoFundMe here. And they say somebody ripped him off of his money at the time. I think he died. But when they started this GoFundMe, when did they start it? Doesn't really say. Anyway.
Oh, this guy's gone now, is he?
Yeah, he apparently died yesterday. That's why it's a story.
Okay.
So he's a lawyer. He went to college, became a lawyer, and is a published author. Wow, who did he represent, I wonder?
So he became a lawyer all the while staying in his iron lung, or?
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
It is a crazy story. So it looks like the fundraiser started in 2022, because they said some people absconded with his money, and now he was in bad shape financially because of all his healthcare bills. So anyway.
As if he's going to worry about his healthcare bills. What can he do about it?
Right.
He can't stop anyone pulling the plug, even if he does pay his healthcare bills.
Yeah, so apparently now the fundraiser is over. So there you go. I was just questioning whether the idea that the whole iron lung ever worked at all, was it a real thing? And of course now I don't think anyone's heard of anyone in an iron lung in 2024. I've never heard of anyone being in one for the last, or ever since the 50s. Have you?
Look, the only reference I ever hear to iron lungs is people saying, that guy wouldn't work in an iron lung.
Hmm. Okay, so there you go. There's that story there.
So one of the things that came out this week that I'd like to talk about is the German thing.
Mm-hmm.
Trump is a German. You know, Germany was badly treated. You've been, you know, putting the spotlight on Germany.
Yeah, I like the story.
Your videos, etc. And listening to Lynn and various other people talking this week, it just occurred to me, really, that Trump is really doing the Adolf Hitler thing to the USA right now.
Well, yeah, that's come up. Someone else said that too, unless it was Lynn.
Maybe, yeah. It seems very obvious to me that that is how it's being played now.
Well, they've
what
created
are your comments on that. Trump will return. He will, whatever it is.
Will he get the dictatorial powers?
Yeah, well, not just that, but he'll return America to greatness,
mm-hmm.
and then the whole thing will just come apart.
They'll bring her down
just as savagely as it happened in Germany.
Mm-hmm. You think who would take it down though? I wonder. So we're saying that the United States will enter Weimar Republic conditions as Ernst.
Well, I think that's already happened, hasn't it?
Well, it's not on wheelbarrows full of money for bread yet. But are you saying that it could get that way? Because right now, I think people are struggling, but I don't think they're destitute.
Yeah, well, so what if there is a, what if they decide to pull the rug out on the, they decide to pull this debt card? That could happen, couldn't it?
Right. But if it happened there, wouldn't it happen to all countries in the world? Because all countries are in severe debt. Canada, you look at the U.S.
Well,
debt.
China as well, by the way.
China as well.
China's more in debt than anyone.
Yeah, someone did. So
that's a good point to raise. So what you're saying is that you cannot see, this is good fakeology talk as far as I'm concerned, you cannot see the USA being like the Weimar Republic simply because there isn't, the situation is different.
Well, it is different, but it's similar. If history rhymes, it doesn't
repeat
exactly duplicate perfectly. But yeah, I've heard a couple of people say, including Ernst Sundel back in the 90s, that the United States will enter Weimar Republic conditions and something similar will happen because they are printing trillions of dollars and stealing tons of money via the defense contractors. And there could be a breaking point. So I'm with you on that. I think it's possible.
So the thing that struck me about all this conversation is that really it is the same people. I mean, there are so many people of German extraction in the USA, including yourself. You're an American citizen, aren't you?
Yes.
Donald Trump is a German.
Mm-hmm.
And everything about the way he's being presented now is very similar to the Hitler story, isn't it?
They keep drawing parallels to the two, but I don't think Trump either has the brains or the charisma, but I could be wrong on that.
Well, we don't know. Well, he's certainly got the charisma. I mean, he's loved.
Yeah, he's definitely.
I mean, you'd have to say that Rollo, for example.
Rollo adores from the audio chats, yeah.
Adores the man.
Yeah, he does.
And presumably, is there anything that's going to keep him out of the winning the election?
No, well, I don't think so, unless something catastrophic happens and somebody dies, either him or Biden, and then the Biden side gets substituted. Yeah, I think these are exciting and very unprecedented times for the United States. I still think the COVID operation was to bring down the United States more than any other country, because they were the ones that were going to go kicking and screaming. But somebody else was saying the same thing about the parallels with Hitler. But I think things will have to get a lot worse. Are they getting a lot worse? Maybe they are. What do the comments say here? Oh, Frank disappeared. Now he's back.
I'm back, yeah.
Were you gone for a while?
Yeah, quite a bit, yeah.
All right. Alpha BMW was saying earlier that glad I managed to catch alive quite late here. Greetings from England. Fantastic show. Thank you, Alpha BMW.
Yeah. If you want to call in, Alpha BMW, please.
And he also said there's no way that seal around the guy's neck is airtight. It's about as tight as a paper air mask. I don't know if it had to be a perfect vacuum, but I'm guessing it had to be pretty good to make his lungs go up and down. I just don't see how you could survive just anyone laying in bed for any length of time. The bed sore complications are ridiculous, are they not?
No, it's very like the Stephen Hawking story. It's ludicrous.
Yeah. TTB says, just wanted to say I value the input of Old Salty. Contrary to the earlier comment, the salt guy has helped me understand what reality may be, along with the fakeologist, of course. Thank you, TTB. I appreciate TTB, that. Yeah. That's on the FakoTube chat. And TTB, right. It says, I want to ask a question of all the FakoTube chatters, because it says here it's 9:54 for TTB. I'm wondering if that time is correct. And for Skate and Destroy, it says it's tomorrow, 30 minutes after midnight. I just want to know if the times that I see here are local to you. So that's my question to the FakoTube chatters. I got Steve83 in there. And I think it's possible. Maybe I posted something to that effect on my other sublog, shorts.fakeologist.com. Make sure you subscribe over there if you want. And that's where I put a couple of the FakoTube chats that don't quite fit. And I see John the Beggar's calling. Call back. I didn't see the phone ringing there, John. I got the phone ringer down low because it's too annoying. So there we go. John the Beggar's on the line.
Hold and I guess the 1 minute, the thing that strikes me is how
seconds.
Yeah, what is it? What are you saying, Frank?
And it's a question for John. You know, even people staring at this train wreck slowly unfolding in the USA with how do you avoid it? How does anyone got any ideas about how you could not elect Donald Trump? Assuming everyone agreed with me.
Yeah.
What could you do about it? Nothing.
No, because he's not elected. Well, he's selected. That's not part of the Constitution. What do you think, John? John the Beggar. Hello.
Well, I think that he probably will win. Of course, they have him running that scam, still claiming the vaccine is great. Mm-hmm. This may be to get Robert Kennedy in as an independent.
I would like just to mix it up.
Oh, that'd be terrible. They're the worst. Those Kennedys are the worst.
No, I know, but I like it just to mix them up. Just to mix up the situation.
Yeah, and two people, you talk about it, if Biden died or if Trump died, which one? There's so many of them over the years. They've been swapped out several times.
Biden for sure. Trump,
Trump too. I guess this is the reason why I think we're at the end of the, you know, people took over. Why do people think that we are in some sort of, you know, eschatological moment, you know, at the end of the world? Why is there so much doom and gloom? The thing I wonder about is why are these such old people the only people that are being chosen? I mean, these guys are ancient. They're in their 80s.
True, but I don't really know how old the present Donald Trump is.
But I'm talking about the story being painted, though. The story being painted is that these guys are old, and not only
They're old, Frank. Go ahead.
It's populated with.
Say it again, Frank. You broke up. Frank, say it again. You broke up.
I don't think he's there anymore.
No, I know. He's cutting in and out today. And Alpha BMW says Trump is just a watered down Adolf Hitler. Same old script again and again. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Well, I think, like I say, that there's different ones, and they can always bring people in, but I think they're really going to try to put Kennedy in. Okay. And some people will argue, how much can you fix an election? Totally, partially. Maybe they can't fix it 100%, but they can come darn close to it. But if it's such an overwhelming landslide, they'll let the person win anyways, because they figure, you know, they own both sides anyway, so what's the difference?
But I guess the point to make, John, is.
Oops, now Frank just totally disappeared there. So before he was struggling with his connection. But now he's totally disappeared. Okay. Well, Frank will be back. I think he's on his business planning thing here. Here we go. Frank, are you back?
I'm back. Okay. I don't know if you heard me, but what I was asking, John, is this coterie, this team that they have of people in your House of Congress and so on, why are they there still? Why is it taking so long to change the guard there? I can only assume it's because they just want to milk these guys because it's the end of the road for that particular.
It could be the end of the road for those particular politicians, and they want to usher in some sort of a new age of younger people. But I still think it's going to keep on going. They're just using a lot of the fear of collapse just to make chaos in the world. They love chaos because they make nothing but money off of it.
Yeah.
Cloverfield was saying in the BitChute chats.
Anyway.
Going back to Polio Phil, he says, I reckon if you held Polio Phil upside down, he would go all red and puffy just like Polio Paul. Reminds me of the 9/11 pilot twins, the Oganoski twins. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
if you do hang upside down, you do get all puffy red. Yeah, Frank, your connection is no good tonight.
I don't know why. I even went into...
Oh, you're back to green again.
You even use VPN.
Tom Waxbottle says, I heard 80% of the United States is over the age of 50 on a YouTube channel today.
80%?
Wow. I don't think that's right, but okay.
I don't think it's right either. But yeah. It is getting to an old, old population because there aren't that many children as there used to be.
Yeah.
It is a huge problem. It's off the charts. It is the unspoken problem that has been occurring gradually. Worldwide. But I think it was worldwide. I think it's accelerated now because I'm hearing more
Japan is way worse off.
Japan is bad, but I'm hearing stories of obstetricians. I heard one today. The spontaneous abortions are off the charts because of the clot shot. It's absolutely disgusting.
Where did you hear that?
I would not doubt that at all.
I think Vidair has an obstetrician relation somehow, friend. Yeah. So yeah, it's bad. See, this is not a published. People don't advertise that kind of thing. Miscarriages. That's just something people keep very quiet.
Generally speaking, yeah. Generally speaking, most people don't talk about it at all.
No, it's a very private moment for most people. They do not broadcast it. Unless
I know of a girl who was carrying a child that had to be aborted because it had no head.
Wow. Is that recently?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that person was affected by the clot shot? Because that...
I do. I obviously do, but that's...
Because we've heard that story before. Actually, one of our children, this is what we were fully subscribed to, the whole medical model. And we went to an ultrasound, and the ultrasound technician, they're not supposed to say a word of what they're looking at. But she said, I can't find the head. That just freaked my wife right off the table.
Yeah.
Can imagine. These people are so... evil. They don't even know they're evil by what they do. So never get an ultrasound. What would you do anyway? Anyway. Anything else, John?
No, I was just... one other thing. I know a person. God, he's 95 today, and he had got one of the early polio vaccines because his dad was a lawyer.
Okay.
And he's always had a hunched over set of shoulders. He's still alive, but he got damaged by that vaccine.
You sure he didn't have just bad posture?
No.
Okay.
He got it's noticeable, and I knew his sons, and I asked, "Why did your dad? Oh, he got polio," and he told me the story about it.
Interesting.
And he got it from that vaccine, obviously.
I think it's probable, yeah, for sure.
Huh. Yeah. But I look at like that guy in the Iron Lung and other stories. I think they're mostly BS. The boy in the bubble, nonsense like that.
Uh-huh.
Just plain old nonsense. Well, I guess you guys are going to wrap it up real soon, are you?
Yeah, we're at 45, so we'll go another 15. If Frank can maintain a connection. Did I say connection or erection? No, connection.
Now, Kate Emma made a comment here. Australia apparently has had a huge increase in miscarriages since 2021. Kate Emma, if you have those statistics, is there any chance you could send a link?
And these are reported miscarriages. How many miscarriages happen at home?
True. Yeah. That nobody knows about.
No. If it's within, I would say, 5 months, they're not reported. I know we had a miscarriage in our first attempt, and I think it was at about 4 or 5 months. We didn't. I guess we did check in with the doctor just because you're supposed to make sure that everything is out that's supposed to be out and doesn't cause problems. But to speak to your idea of putrefaction, Frank.
Putrefaction. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Putrefaction, but I don't know if ours was reported or not, but I'm sure most couples have at least one miscarriage usually in the course of a lifetime.
We lost one, yeah.
Yeah. Are they reported overall? I don't think so.
No.
But I don't know.
It will take many years for this to come out about how many people have been affected by the vaccine. But over the next 20 years or so, it'll come out little by little.
Yeah.
So you don't hold with the Deagle idea?
The Fiegel idea?
No, the Deagle about the Deagle. Population reduction.
The Deagle population, 2025, huge. Yeah.
It there just aren't enough children right now, and it's going to affect things bad, and that plus the deaths and disabilities from the shot, it's going to change things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Very so much.
I think, getting back to a comment that this is a comment that came from Lynn about she was saying that the round table that was had was running why so many people were being eschatological. And Lynn said, you know, because there's a lot of crappy stuff happening. It's true. You know, when you have the view that your government is being very hostile towards you, you can't help but think that there's a problem.
Definitely. They're genocidal towards us. Of course, they always have in some ways. They just use wars in the past to get rid of things.
Yeah.
Just wars, and then they went to diseases, and always some sort of crap they find to get rid of you with.
Interesting.
Okay, let me finish. Look at a bit more chat here. Skate Destroy says, reminiscent of Stephen Hawking regarding Polio Paul. Even his girlfriend thinks it's fake.
Really?
Hawking's was swapped out a couple of different times if you look at him over the years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Toby and 01 talked about that really well. Yeah, they were.
Yeah, Toby is our John the Beggar. Do you listen to the audio chats?
Not a lot. I have done it before, but mostly I just come home. I get out of, well, I'm home anyways, but I come into my apartment and I shower and then sit down and listen to you.
All right. Maybe you should shower after you listen to us.
No. I get the dirt of the day off me. You guys put the good stuff in me.
Oh, good. Thank
you. The Toby chats have been very good. He's running a good.
Yeah, he's doing really well.
Gets people involved. I think the way he moderates is excellent.
He has a disarming effect. That's what it is. People are not intimidated by the Toby Savant, as I call him. Here we go here. Frank is fantastic. He needs two spots a week. Take Lynn's. Oh, wow. Skate Destroy says, I agree. Thursdays are my favorite. I do like Lynn, though. Would rather see Frank take Phil's show. Look at these guys doing programming here. Steve gets bummed out listening to Lynn. Maybe I haven't listened enough to get it, but the anger is overwhelming to me. Fakeologist, TTB says the time on the FakoTube is local to the chatter. Okay, that's good. Steve says, don't tell Lynn he said that. Don't worry. I think Lynn has got a thick skin. Just to confirm.
She strikes me as a tough person.
Oh, yeah. TTB says, just to confirm, is John the Beggar from the south shore of the St. Lawrence Seaway, or is this a different John the Beggar?
No, from the That's south shore of the Beggar.
John the Beggar.
That's
the
very
one and only John the Beggar.
All right, but yeah, I didn't announce you from the south shore of the St. Lawrence Seaway. That's where the confusion was.
Okay.
That's a very fair comment. Okay, stupid. Yep. Stupid says keep the shows as they are. Okay, we will do that. Epic Soul says, I wonder what the demographic is. I'm 59 and have 2 children and 4 grandchildren, and my neighborhood is teeming with children. Okay, well, that's good.
He's done well in life. He's done very well.
Yeah. Okay, that's really good, but I don't think that's the general consensus.
Absolutely not. The reason I see things, and I heard it somewhere, and I can't remember where, was when the gas prices went through the roof in the late 70s.
Right.
The population started going down. People did not see life as being able to be continued. And I know when I became of age, I wasn't making anywhere near the type of money that my father or even my grandfather was making. I was making substantially less. Now, in dollar value, I was making more, but in buying power.
Yeah, that's totally
right. One year I really worked my butt off and I tried to make it, I'd say I made about 30% of the standard of living that my parents, and all the overtime hours I had to work, that how hard I had to work, I said, that's insane. So as the Woody Allen quote is, I said, I picked a low mountain and I climbed it, and I never worked that hard again because I didn't see the purpose to doing it.
Well, the key issue for all of us has been the inflation of
The inflation of what, Frank?
The key.
Okay, breaking up again. Jeez, they don't want you talking, Frank.
They must not. They'll attack you. I have no doubt they'll do that.
Yeah, but is Frank really worth attacking? Come on. He's a good guy.
That's what they like to attack. They don't like good people. They only like bad people, like themselves.
Yeah, that's true.
Birds of a feather love one another.
Yes, I think we're not important enough to attack. But okay, Frank, you're back. Are you back?
Yeah.
Frank?
Look, I think I'm going to have to bail out, Tim.
We're almost at bail time anyway. It's almost time to post bail.
Okay. It's the first time I've ever felt like a targeted individual.
Thank you, John the Beggar from the South Shores. Have a good weekend. We're going to be off next week, so if you call, we might not answer.
All right. Okay, I'll catch you guys later. Good night.
Thank you. Good night, John. Good man, that John the Beggar. Was that it for the agenda? The thing that you broke up. Okay.
What's going on?
The thing that you broke up. Let me just, I'm going to call it's you real.
My connection is really.
Why don't we, let me just ring you on the Discord. Pick up the phone there. And let's see if we can hear you there. Because sometimes the Discord uses other channels. If you want to try that. So check the Discord. And we'll say goodnight. Alpha BMW says, I think Phil and Frank are both fantastic guests. With all due respect, Linda sound a bit dodgy to me. Something not quite right. I could be wrong. And Jacques says, Lynn is just us in 10 years. Okay.
Yes. That's,
okay. Okay. You can hear me now. Okay. Huh? I was calling you on the Discord. Okay. All right. What else do I have here? I could just maybe take one more look at the Fakeologist blog, perhaps, and see if there's anything you want to comment.
Well, one of the there is a topic that came up from Toby and Zero One's conversation is that Zero One from Germany,
yeah,
made a very what I thought was a very critical point that we talk about people being puppets. You know, Biden is a puppet. This prime minister is a puppet. But the point he made was that they're still people that are we're living in the consequences of the things that they sign, whether they're puppets or not. So it is a fact that it is those people that are culpable. We always try and blame the people in the shadows and so on. But I thought Zero One's point was a powerful one. Mm-hmm. It still is those people that are in the seats that are signing the bills that are doing the damage.
Yeah. And Phil made Zero One made that.
Yeah. That was in the last audio chat I just listened to that Toby ran.
Yeah. And there's about 10, 12 hours. Did you want to look at, take a look at this? I didn't post this on the blog. It's on FakoTube. Sometimes you have to look at both. What is this White House here? They're saying, are they portraying this as the White House with this other building here, or is this the prop White House that we may have seen early in the Biden presidency? I'm not quite sure what the point of this is, but this person is pointing out that this is not the White House.
The White House, yeah.
I don't know for sure. This might be the side of the White House, but I'm not sure.
Thank you all for being here. We had a...
Well, they're just saying that the White House is staged, but I just don't know. I can't comment. But this is pretty interesting, this thing about Joe Biden and the deep latex mask, if anyone's seen this. It's got some dramatic music here. He calls it the puppetant. And there's definitely a change. I don't know when the change occurred.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
And none of things like plastic surgery or aging, I don't think account for the difference.
No, nor do I.
But it's amazing how your brain works. They are similar looking.
Yes, well, obviously the people that are doing it know the psychology of facial recognition fairly
well. Yeah, yeah, you're right. You're right. Because our brains don't focus on the right things.
Yeah. So we're not picking up the things that are you know, at the time. The cues that allow us to recognize someone.
Now are we saying this is a doppelganger or a latex mask?
Well, those pictures, go back to the previous one.
I mean, that one there, this just looks...
They're different people.
But this also looks like the Jim Carrey playing Biden on some show. Because there is him admittedly playing the role.
Right in...
I don't know what it was.
On Saturday Night Live or something.
Yeah, or whatever.
But in this previous one, to me, I can see that they're the same person. Just older. To me, that's the same mouth. The distance between the eyes is the same. The skull shape is the same. I've got no problem with that. Those two photos.
They're saying they're different in the photo.
I don't have a problem with these two.
Even with the smile that's completely...
You think it is, but...
The smile is completely off-center, unless he had a stroke on this side.
Well, no, I mean, but you can smile straight and you can smile on one side. Everyone does that. I do that. I don't always smile.
I don't know if you can do it deliberately. I don't know. I thought it was more an involuntary thing, unless you'd have to really deliberately be controlling your smile. Okay.
I think it's one way of being able to determine insincerity, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
But I do.
Well, this guy is saying that these two ears are different, but they look like different people to me.
Okay.
For sure.
I am amazed that we have done a bit of role reversal there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, the signature isn't much, but they're saying it changed on the official document. The official document, that you could kind of attribute to age. But I like your point that it's our brains that can't see the difference, or we make accommodations for age.
Or the psychology of that, you know, where people that are doing these things, what I'm saying is that they understand the psychology of facial recognition.
Yeah.
And make sure that the key elements are there.
Yeah. Greg Shant says Fire Marshal Bill. Yeah. That's the first thing I thought. Now, this is the Dallas Gold Buggery, the ears. I don't think you can fake this.
Yeah, but I don't think those ears are different.
Well, they look here. This one is attached at the base, and this one has a lobe.
Yeah, but if you go in the corner there.
This isn't a great way to compare ears. We don't have a great view. Aren't you supposed to look at the formation within the inside of the ear here? That's.
If I'm looking at those ear photos, I would have said it's not like one's got no lobe at all or anything. They don't look too.
Now this one is just showing the different heights where this is a replacement. Hillary. I think the replacement Hillary was stumbling around a few years ago.
Yes.
Now I don't know about Kerry. Was he flipped out? I'm not sure. Not as clear. This is the fire marshal Bill look right here.
Yeah, they're very different.
This is different from this almost.
Yeah, well, the eyes don't even look the same distance.
This is demonic looking. This is really bizarre.
It just looks like a
mask. Or maybe that is the Jim Carrey imagery that this might be the Jim Carrey admittedly playing Joe Biden. I think that's what that is, but I'm not sure. This got a lot of views from a few years ago. This is an old video, but recently just popped up again on the BitChute.
Yeah, but those things look very different.
Kate M is convinced they're different.
Yeah.
Now, why did they do this? Do you remember this, where they had these?
Yes, it's the weirdest photo of all time, isn't it?
But why did they do that? Is that just to really throw our brains off that this is an obvious adulteration, and we should ignore the less obvious adulteration? Because we can say, yeah, this is fake. We can both say that.
It just looks photoshopped or some. There's nothing genuine it's looking about.
It's horribly photoshopped.
Yeah.
Horribly.
No, it's an insane photo. And as you say, what is the purpose of it? It's hard to understand.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the face splitting. Should bring Mark Tokarski back to do a face split of these two. This would be a worthwhile face split if he had to do one at all.
Yeah, my fantasy is that Ed Chiarini starts talking to me again. That will make my day.
Yeah, this is the one with the mask. They think there's a mask that was out of adjustment. Yeah, I'd like to know when the Biden was switched, what year it was. Because I don't think most of us were paying attention to Biden even when he was vice president. And these two women look different, even with aging. Now, these are two way different years, but still. Yeah, the sunken eyes there. That's interesting. Have you ever looked at that idea, that the eyes are way behind?
It just looks like a mask when it's that deep, doesn't it?
Now it looks like a mask right there. Yeah, that's.
It's a Planet of the Apes stuff.
Yeah, where the eyes are sunken. That's pretty good. That's a good one. That's very telltale. But right there, yeah. Again, you see it. That's crazy.
But even yeah. I thought they do stuff
like this when they do stuff like that. Did you see that where she's taking off the suit?
Yeah.
I think we can agree about masks just in a static form where the guy's sitting there. But when they're doing a big performance on TV, I think it's harder to accept. But this is strange. Yeah, they're showing the strange wrinkles here. Look at the wrinkles. Isn't that... Now, we don't know if we're looking at something Photoshopped and presented as fake or this is how it actually was. Isn't that bizarre?
It's bizarre. It's a bizarre...
This is too much. This is real Fakeology, people. I hope you guys are appreciating this. This is what we should be showing all the time.
The Joe Biden story is...
Lynn Wood. I've always wanted to age like Clint Eastwood. You still look like yourself, but you get the facial lines and rugged look from dealing with tough situations in life, which help you grow wiser. However, I am tolerant of other individuals' choices. I understand that others prefer plastic surgery, body doubles, and deep fakes. So he's calling out Biden. Interesting. Is Lynn Wood still alive? America is watching the Truman Show. See the pull tab over the pull tab on the mask. Where is it? Wow. This man on TV giving the speech. I do not recognize this man. God help our country. God help the Americans we have abandoned. So a little pull tab here. Wow, that's bizarre. All right, it looks like... Well, here's Frank. Mm. What about this one, Frank, with the pull tab? I would have never noticed that right here.
Yeah.
So that's what you used to pull it on. Isn't that bizarre? Even though we've seen the technology and then people pulling this off the bodies, it's still bizarre.
Yeah. No, I don't have any view that the Biden character is anything like what's represented as.
Mm-hmm.
Look, and I just think it's another example that all of our government is false in some way. You know, it's all they're signing documents, but they're not actually in power. So do any of their laws hold any power anyway?
Greg Chance says sometime after Obama and Biden left office, that's when they flipped him out. Was he just gone? Because he was still the senator. He's never left he's never left Washington. Did he just keep a super low profile for a few years? Who's looking?
And has he been a character, just a character for a long time?
Yeah.
I mean, Ed Chiarini that I talk about, he thinks that like a third of the Congress, they tell you a congressman, they're not even elected there.
A theatrically masked Boris Johnson, one source said, discreetly muted his microphone and spoke softly in Robert's direction, asking, "You're not Joe Biden. Who the bloody hell are you?" Oh, they say Arthur Roberts is the 83-year-old C-list actor who portrays Joseph Biden on TV and in person. Okay, that's really interesting.
Isn't it?
They say Biden's RRN uses the term Biden to stand for either Biden or his body doubles. Oh, really interesting. This is really amazing.
Yeah.
This is so amazing. It's just so bizarre. You don't want to believe it, but what the hell's the difference? What does it really matter?
Well, as I said before, Tim, it's a model, isn't it? I think the model that Joe Biden is played by numerous characters is a worthy one. We don't have to believe it.
But does it mean every law? Because most of the laws are executive orders. They're not laws.
So they're probably not valid.
They're not valid anyway on the surface, but this amplifies it.
Yeah. And so I think that's how they get away with, some people in the know can do what they like and other people take the law seriously.
Yeah.
You know, and took jabs and do all sorts of things. It's almost like in Australia, like in our case, we seem to have governments that haven't sworn their oaths of office properly, that are not obeying the Constitution or not, you know. So it appears that a lot of our laws have no force, no legal force.
Oh, look, there's two hands there. three hands on the podium. Whoa. They said he was arrested. I don't think he was arrested. He's just not even around.
Yeah.
Well, it's just too bizarre, isn't it?
Too bizarre. And that's why it's, as I said, I find, you know, this site,
yeah,
to be comforting.
Yeah.
You know, you appreciate that you are in an insane representation of society.
Yeah, it's an insane world. It's insane, man. But well, it's great to be able to chat with sane people. So there's not just you and me. There's so many audio chatters. We had a couple of regulars that are on the chat all the time now. Toby01. They're still talking, by the way. They're not even listening to this show. We got Derek. We got Rolt. We got Not Sure. We've got Not Shocked. We've got so many knots. And it's fun. We got Esoteric, Rolo, John LeBon. It's just been a great time. It's a great time to have fakeologist friends. We're living in such phony, fake times. Dangerous times if you're stupid.
Yes, they are. It's no time for the gullible.
No, don't be stupid out there because it's dangerous. I think I don't think fake things are happening in the medical world. There's just too many people that we sort of know and we sort of trust that are giving too many reports. And I have my own report as well, as I've told you. So I've given I've given my limited number of reports. And, of course, I've never been in my 50s before, so I've never known as many old people as I do now. But I think people live a little longer than in their 50s.
Just a little quote from Kate Emma as we sign off.
Yeah.
I remember someone saying that there are no lights on in the White House after dark, as it is empty. Very odd.
Yeah.
I heard that as well.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, if we have any Washington correspondents that dare drive by, but yeah. Yeah, they were using a set for the Oval Office. All these things can be explained by COVID, of course. We've heard that before, haven't we?
But it's a very old building. It's hard to imagine that the wheels of government turn much in that old building.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's got a bowling alley, too.
Has it?
Oh, okay. Oh yeah, that was a big thing. They always get when they used to do tours, apparently everyone wants to see the bowling alley.
I've taken up 10-pin bowling lately with my wife.
Oh yeah?
It's a lot of fun.
Oh, good for you.
I'm absolutely dreadful at it.
Have you thrown a strike yet?
I've thrown several strikes, but I think my highest score is like 120 or something. Really miserable.
You're supposed to get high scores. That's right.
I'm 300's a perfect score.
Yeah, well, you'll get there. Just put all
there
that...
There is no chance.
Well, get that. Put that karaoke energy into your swing. And maybe get a lesson. Lessons are always good, even at your age.
It's, I'm not going to do any of that. It's a lot of fun just trying to work it out. It's so difficult.
Well, Alpha BMW, are you new to the show? He loves the show. Great to listen. So eloquent and almost sublime. Well, thank you so much. Do I have a P.O. box? I used to, but only one person used it, so I don't use it anymore. And I appreciate that you want to donate. All I can suggest is I really think that if I was going to donate anonymously, I would definitely use the Bitcoin route. I know I said I took Epic Cash, but I think I'm going to promote another currency. I still think Bitcoin is anonymous enough for a lousy small donation. I don't think it's a big deal. So if you want, I would go to a cash machine anywhere in the world.
I think because I think you're all going to get a call from, you're going to get an urgent call from Todd shortly now.
Well, okay. Well, just take this Bitcoin address right here and punch it into a cash machine and literally send me a Bitcoin. I think that's the smartest thing to do. It's the easiest thing to do. They're at all corner stores. They take 10%, I know that, if you're doing cash, but, you know, for 10 bucks or whatever, who cares? So I would do that. I don't think I can make sense to open up the P.O. box for one or two donations. I'm sorry about that. I think this is the smartest way. But otherwise, this donor box thing here, you don't need an account to do it. So consider this. And even... even Toby is able to shoot me a dollar, although he keeps clicking the monthly fee and then canceling it right away. So just click on one time and or then monthly, either choice, and then shoot it through. And it's really fast. It can, and they don't take that big of a cut. So anyway, that's what I recommend. Frank, are we going to see you on the audio chats this weekend? Because I'll
no,
be there.
No, I'm away all weekend this weekend.
All right, good for you. Well, I'll be hanging around the audio chats here and there. So if you want to reach me, call me there or get in contact there. That's fake11.com/Discord. And
I
Frank,
hope you enjoy your week off.
Yeah, well, I'm just going to try and catch up on all my computing, but I'll be around. If something breaking happens, I'll show up, okay? Breaking news, we'll do a breaking news show where everyone can call in because there's always probably something going to happen. Frank, I miss you already.
I'm right back at you.
That's a great line. All right.
Bye.
Have a great night, everybody. And we'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye. And see you on the weekend. Thank you.